Patriots Day is the third in the trilogy of Mark Wahlberg starring sort of alpha male, Rambo-ish movies directed by Peter Berg, character actor who's become a great director, responsible for the series Friday Night Lights, based on the movie he also created. He's just has handled a lot of things recently. And he's got a thing going with Mark Wahlberg in these Deepwater Horizon movies. It's really interesting. It's a Lone Survivor, Deepwater Horizon, Patriots Day, these two-worded Mark Wahlberg starring sort of somebody who's playing the role of like a Stallone, John Rambo type character who's normally working from a inside the government or military perspective. So it's sort of a red state narrative. The heroism of the cop, a fireman, soldier, the oilman, but told from the perspective of somebody who's had a history of working within Hollywood, so a little more nuanced and a bluer perspective. That's to say, regulation is good, the war in the Middle East is bad. In this case, Patriots Day is, you know, essentially rewards sort of the heroic police officers and the sort of counterterrorism experts, actually is probably the answer to the question, why do bad things happen in the world? And here the answer is because sometimes bad people want to do bad things, and there's not much you can do about that. It's a very assured movie, and it interestingly sort of devolves into a little bit of documentary at the end. So if you really want to blur the lines between a movie that was based on a real event that just sort of happened a few years ago and then goes into production, features sequences from actual sporting events, including David Ortiz's sort of getting up in Fenway Park and issuing his famous "This is our effing city." Fucking city is what he says, actually, for those who are interested in accuracy. And it's not bleeped out on television. It's sort of one of those moments that people point to as bringing a city together and an appropriate use of curse, a curse word or profanity, to describe sort of the terrorist bombing of the Marathon. And so this movie just sort of happens, and it goes into that sort of press conference and then devolves into like a short documentary of interviews with the survivors of the bombing who have been depicted in the film, and lets them end the story in their own words. Can you make a criticism of this technique? Well, it's hard to be critical of the film when you actually see the real people who it's happened to. Sully did the same thing with the Tom Hanks sort of Miracle on the Hudson pilot landing, and at the very end of the movie, you have a bunch of the people who were in the plane come out and talk about the heroism of Sullivan, the pilot. So this seems to be trending towards happening more frequent rather than not, as we need to have ever more proof of the realness of what we are witnessing with our own eyes, which is sort of this world we live in where storytelling is not enough. Even though those who have worked in storytelling narratives going all the way back to the ancient Greeks have known that actually the storytelling itself captures a true aspect of life that can never be replicated by real life. And in fact, the metaphors and meaning of art itself actually is a better barometer of what it's like to be alive than actually real life, with all of its pauses and stillness and boredom, never really that interesting. So here we have this sense that we have to infuse our narratives with real life, because narrative storytelling has fallen below real in the post-YouTube universe. And this continues with Patriots Day, an interesting bit of storytelling, less interesting as a true event for those who know what happens, and for those that don't know what happens, sort of interesting as a pastiche of both, ultimately a great movie.